A new report released today finds despite the Trump administration working to increase immigration enforcement, the number of immigration-related arrests and deportations is about half of what it was during its peak early in the Obama administration. The D.C.-based Migration Policy Institute sent researchers to 15 locations across the country, from California to New York to Texas to Georgia, to look at how Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, is doing its work in places that cooperate with the agency and those that do not. Randy Capps is Director of Research for U.S. Programs at the Migration Policy Institute and lead co-author of this new report, and he joins me. And Randy, to you, what are the main takeaways from this report?
I think the biggest thing is that even though the number of arrests and deportations are up, they're only half of what they were in the middle of the Obama administration in 2011. And that's primarily because you have California, Chicago, New York, the state of Illinois. You have some really big places that are not cooperating fully with ICE and handing people over for deportation.
On a practical level, does that indicate that there might be some kind of politics in play here? Because those states seemingly weren't not cooperating with ICE as much when a Democrat, President Obama, was in office as they are now that President Trump is in office.
Well, actually, they stopped cooperating or they started reducing their cooperation in most cases during the Obama administration. Around 2011 is when Cook County passed its first policy, and 2014 is when California passed its first statewide policy. So a lot of this actually started during the Obama administration.
So what does that tell you then about how and where ICE is going about doing its work?
Well, ICE had really narrowed its activities and its focus to the most serious criminals and recent border crossers at the end of the Obama administration, and they've broadened it to include everybody who's arrested for any kind of a crime, and they are expecting that every place around the country will cooperate.
Has ICE had to become more, for lack of a better word, creative about how it goes about trying to find the people it wants to arrest and then actually arresting them?
ICE will tell you if they can't get someone from the jail, then they'll have to try to find them in the community. And their own statistics suggest that it's a very small fraction of the time, 6% in terms of those that have a declined detainer, when they actually can find someone in the community. The issue is if they're looking for someone in the community, they're knocking on the door of somebody's home, they might be going to their business, they might pick them up on the way to drop their kids off to school. And those community type operations do tend to scare more people.
So what does this mean for people who are living in this country illegally, who are in different parts of the country? Because it seems as though if you live, for example, in California, things might go differently for you than if you are living in, say, Texas.
If you're living in Texas or Georgia or one of the other states where most of the police fully cooperate with ICE, then if you get picked up for a traffic violation, you may be arrested and taken to jail, then odds are pretty good that you could be taken into custody. If you live in Chicago or New York or California, even if you've committed a much more serious crime, in a lot of cases, you might not be taken into ICE custody.
Were you surprised at how effective these so-called sanctuary policies seem to be?
I would have expected that the arrests and deportations would have gone up more. They went up about 40% during the Trump administration so far. And again, they're only like half the level they were in 2011. So I would have expected more of an increase.
So that indicates that states like California and other cities that have taken these kinds of steps, they really seem to be working.
No doubt that the California and other sanctuary policies are having an impact.
What does that say about other places? I mean, if you are in a state like Texas or Georgia, which you referenced earlier, are we finding more arrests in those places to try to make up for those that are not taking place in a state like California?
Well, arrests have definitely gone up more in those cooperating places overall, not in every single one of them, but in most of them, than they have in California and the other sanctuaries. But at the same time, so many immigrants live in California. It's about a fifth of the total unauthorized population. A lot more live in the big cities of Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Seattle. I mean, there's a lot of big population places that are not cooperating. That makes it very hard for ICE to get its numbers back up to the record levels.
Is there any evidence to suggest that ICE is trying to go into some of those places that have these sanctuary policies and just do the work on its own and, you know, forget the state and city authorities. We'll just go and do it ourselves.
ICE has several thousand officers, and they've launched quite a few operations, and they've brought the number of arrests by their own officers up to over 40,000 annually, which is pretty close to the record high. At the same time, that's still only about 30% of all arrests. So they just don't have enough officers to make up the difference.
How do you think that the way the Trump administration is continuing to pursue immigration policy, for example, we just had Jeff Sessions talking on Monday about trying to step up prosecution of parents who cross the border illegally with their children. How do you think policies like that kind of fit into what you found with the location of a number of ICE-related arrests?
The Trump administration is clearly using all the administrative avenues it can, both to restrict some forms of legal immigration, like refugee admissions, and also to ramp up enforcement at the border by separating families and in the interior with the increase in ICE arrests. Now, they're limited by the resources that Congress allocates to them, and they're also limited, you know, by the immigration laws themselves. But the president himself this week said he'd like those laws to change.
All right. Randy Capps is Director of Research for U.S. Programs at the Migration Policy Institute. Randy, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, too. Thanks a lot.